And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Yeehaw!
Hello, Your Eminence!
Hello, my little rabbit Q-Blob. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm doing okay. Really kind of enjoying the time I got to spend with my kid. Oh, that was really nice.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, and he's making good progress.
Yeah.
I'm excited. He's got his focus. And
Mine is about to graduate summa cum laude.
Is she really?
Yeah. I
did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the highest.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, it's, I have no clue.
In order of...
Magna?
Cum laude, magna cum laude, and summa cum laude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no clue.
Wow, she graduated summa cum laude.
Yeah, for all I know, I did too. But I didn't walk the stage. I didn't care.
I didn't.
I got my degree, and I was like, yeah, send me my diploma. Yeah.
Just make sure you spell my name right on the transcript.
Yeah, not too interested. I don't really care.
Yeah, it's not. That's a real.
I'm not even sure where my diploma is.
I think I know where.
I have an idea where it might be.
It's not like I'm going to use it.
Yeah, I kind of want to just put it up somewhere though.
I've got my master's mounted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in a frame.
Yeah.
So it's like. Woohoo!
Yeah. Whatever. I have mine and I forget I have it.
Everybody's like, hey, are you going to walk? And I said, no, you don't walk the stage in the middle of summer in the valley. You just don't do it unless
you want to just have.
You can't bring enough water with you.
Or just you know, wear nothing underneath your gown and so just have a pool as you walk. That would be kind of cool.
But that wet spot would be something fierce.
Yeah, the brown line towel. You have to have a brown line towel.
Brown line towel, yeah.
Or you could just leave it on your uniform.
I mean, summa cum laude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I thought so.
That was.
It's just cool words.
Is she going to walk?
I don't know. She was going to, and now she doesn't know she's going to, and she might, and she might not.
Yeah. I graduated summa cum laude. Can't make up my mind.
Well, she said that when the summa part, that they don't even announce it. They just have them all stand up.
Yeah, it's...
So, yeah, I don't know what she's going to do.
Cool. I like that.
I got it off, so when whatever she decides, I'm...
Nice.
I'm going to be able
You're totally comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And that's from...
Stan?
Yeah.
State.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever told you this one. So when I was playing soccer in college, we played Stan State, and we I think it was 1-0 at halftime, and the only time they crossed the half line was on the kickoff.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah. So for one half, we just peppered their goal and could not score. And I mean, and literally, they did not. We just like a nonstop, all out domination. And then, of course, in the second half, we finally scored. And I think, I could be wrong on the score. I think it was either 12-0. Or 9.
Oh, wow.
It was 12 or 9-0 or somewhere between 9 and 12 goals. And the next day they dropped out of the league.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess at that time they weren't very good.
Yeah, I think they're better now.
Well, we were good. We were phenomenal. That team was phenomenal. Yeah. Probably in my career, the best or the second best team I've ever been on.
Really?
Yeah, and I've been on all-star teams, and they couldn't compare to that.
You guys were that good.
But we were good. Yeah. We got along. Most of us got along together really well.
Did you go to like the national?
Yeah, well, yeah, and we, yeah, nightmare. Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember if that was my sophomore. I think that was my junior year. So that, because the junior year team was the really good team, and we went to the playoffs, and we were playing on it. It rained like continuously for two weeks, and our field was Bermuda grass, flat, smooth. It was beautiful field, except for it's not so beautiful when there's standing water on it, and I'm talking standing water.
Yeah, two inches of water.
So we were playing a team that came from UMSL, University of Missouri, St. Louis, and so they came out and played us. They wouldn't even practice on the field because they thought it was so nice. So they practice off to the side. There was a softball field out there. Some, you know, not in our field, but
right.
And then so they practiced kind of in right field, and there was still a lot of room there, a lot of space.
Got it.
So they did all their work there. And like I said, rain and rain and rain, and our coach and the assistant coach had big, I don't know, 36-inch squeegees.
About 87, right? Or 86?
83.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and they had squeegees, and they were squeegeeing off the field. Trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and the field's big. It's 120 by 80. So
that was good size.
Yeah, it's not easily squeegeed. So at this time.
And it's still raining.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you get to the one end, you've got squeegeed and everything. Yes. First half full.
That wasn't even a thought.
Yeah.
But when we were playing, it was still a rule that you could pass the ball back to the keeper and they could pick it up.
Okay.
So in the first half, our left back passes to keeper. And, you know, he just passed it back. And
goes about halfway to the keeper and stops.
Did not get to the keeper. The guy forward ran onto it, got it, beat the keeper, shot. As it's rolling in, he's already running back with his hand up. Yeah, never made it to the goal.
Whoa.
Yeah. Seriously.
He rolls the ball from there and rolls just because it's totally wide open, and the ball just doesn't get there.
It didn't make it to the goal. Yeah. And I'm talking 12 yards out.
Wow.
Yeah. We would have played him on a regular field, or you know, if it hadn't done that. I think we would have. It would have gone in, but that ball would have never happened because he would have made it back to the keeper.
Oh yeah.
Right. I think that
assuming you lost that game.
Yeah, well, we were ranked second in the West, and so we hosted the game, and the winner would go up to Seattle Pacific, and we played on a regular pitch of our regular pitch with no rain, I think we take them 3 or 4 to 1. It might not have been that close, because we were really good, but we tie 0-0. We go to PKs.
I hate losing the PKs.
They hit all five. We hit four. Our fifth kicker, one post. The other post doesn't go in.
Oh
yeah.
Ouch! That hurts.
Yeah, and so we lost in penalty kicks and the.
That's a tough way to lose.
Yeah, the coach from Seattle Pacific had come down to watch us play, and his name was Cliff McGrath, and I know I guess he tried to recruit the guy that missed the last PK, because he was from Portland.
Got it.
Except Portland by way of England. And so I saw him 4 or 5 years ago, probably. 5 years, 6 years ago,
yeah.
One of the guys on our team, he set up a surprise 50th for him, and so he got a hold of me, and I showed up, and you know, there was like 4 or 5 guys from the team there, and
cool.
Coach that I played for, that he was also there. He nice. Saw me, he goes, I don't know you. Then he does a double take, and goes, oh, yes I do, because he only knows me with long hair.
Right.
So he'd never seen me shaved head. And I didn't say anything. He looked at me. I don't know you. And then turned around and I was going to say something eventually. And right. then he paused for a second. And then he looked back at me and he goes, "Oh, I do know you." And then, I was there with my wife and he also knew her. And said he had a son that would be at the games, and I guess we would talk to him all the time, and say, you know, I don't know, special needs son, maybe, I don't know.
Got it.
I think he was, but I think he'd sit with my wife during the game, and he would say, yeah, Eric loved you guys, and he, you know, would always say, you know, you guys always said hi and talked to him. Nice kid, I don't care. I talk to anybody want to talk to me. I didn't mind talking.
Right.
So
kind of shows today.
Yeah. So we ended up losing and then 85, I played on a team and it was a east, west, south, north of the country.
Got it.
So I played on the west version of this team and we went to Louisiana. And one of the guys on the team played at Seattle Pacific, and they ended up winning the national championship, and they beat that team 5-2, and they had to go up to Seattle to play. And we talked, and he said, yeah, our coach did not want to play you guys. Yeah, and that's the way things go. But that team was really good. And then I played on a team in San Francisco, which the coach, they said, the guy that goes, "I don't know you." "Well, yes, I do." He was the coach of that.
He was the coach of that
team.
That
team was, I was like, I think the only natural, maybe there was one other natural or born American guy that started. All the rest were.
Homegrown, they call them now.
Yeah, yeah. All the rest were.
Foreign.
Stars from their own country.
Yeah.
Nigerian national team, Honduran national team, Iranian national team. From Belgium. Yeah, there was all over the place. Belgium, Scandinavian countries.
Denmark.
Germany. Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, a lot of them all went to USF. So I guess they got a lot of foreigners or exchange students. I don't even know what they were, but they came and played.
Yeah.
And I know some of them went on to play at different the Stompers. I don't know if you remember the Stompers.
Vaguely.
So that was kind of the Earthquakes. And then they had another league, I think. And like Shep Messing, I think, played goalie for them. And this other guy on our team played, Andy Atuegbu. He played on them. And I'm like, okay, whatever. It made no difference to me. But there was another guy on the team that I know played with the Earthquakes, Mike Simon. So I played with him. And then
you remember Danny?
Yeah, Payne.
Danny Payne, yeah.
Yeah. So Mike Simon and I when I first got on this team, I got two guys on my college team. So my last year got done. They graduated a year before I did, or they were done a year before I was because they were a year ahead of me. So they were both playing on this team. And so they see me somewhere and say, "Hey, this team needs defenders. Come and try out." So I come and try out and, the coach, the owner, whatever he is, says, "Hey, you know, we can only pay you this much a game." And I'm looking at him like, okay. Not realizing that, well, some people told me, yeah, that the Greeks are a team that pays. But so I got paid, which was cool. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
But what sucked is I'm on the team and the one guy is a really good forward. He's playing fullback. I'm like, he's not a fullback. I can do better than him, even though he's a good player. He's just out of position.
Yeah.
So they end up, I go out there, and the season ends in November. College gets done in November. And I think they have a little break in December, and then the second half of their league and everything starts in the beginning of the year. So I go out there, and all I do is sit on the bench. And this is culture shock for me because I haven't sat on the bench for seven years. I'm used to starting and playing.
Right.
And so, and obviously I think I'm capable of playing with these guys. Well, I know I am. It's not even, I should be out there playing. So it gets to a point where this guy, the guy that played in Earthquakes, he's not playing. And he's probably 5 or 6 years older than I am. So he's, I'm going to say I'm 21. And he's probably 26, 27. And for whatever reason, we're sitting on the bench and we hit it off. And, oh, so their dugouts, this big field, and it's in a bowl and a stadium. And so the games, they play 9, 11, 1, and 3. I think that's how it goes for the whole. So we're it's called the majors. And so I think there's more than 8 teams. I think it was 12. So maybe there's game. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it goes. It's been so long, but I do know we're sitting there, and I go to the game, and I, you know, our uniforms are in the locker room. Put it on, go out, warm up, go out there, and don't play. And after a while, I mean, and I was getting frustrated at first because I started talking to this guy, and we're watching the game, and so it's dugouts that are into the ground, but there's a bench seat along the wall, but then there's also stools. So we're sitting on a stool so we could sit on the railing. And after a while, he calls us the collectors because we just collect our money. We don't play. So that's, there was like four of us. But he and I really hit it off. So we're talking about everything except for soccer. We're watching the game, but yeah. We're like just going, oh yeah, you know what? Women love this. And we're just, then it got to a point where, okay, I was able to understand it and deal with it. Yeah. You know, I'm getting paid, yeah. But it's frustrating. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to play. I don't want to play anymore. I don't like not playing. So we go through the first half of the season, the second half of the season, and the very last league game. Yeah, don't explain. I don't ask me. I do not understand. The very last. Oh, so the coach. The coach knows me because my college coach and him, I think, have been roommates at one point, but they're friends. They know each other well. So. Our last league game, the second half, I get put in and I play defense, and I believe we win the game 3-0. I don't know what the score was when I went in. I don't know if we scored, but I think the final was 3-0. Some of these, I don't know why I remember some things. So then, yeah, so we probably played some Open Cup matches. We played some State Cup matches, but I haven't, we may have been out of State Cup for all I know. Because I don't remember going on, because I remember later doing State Cup. So, and anybody can do this. Any teams, teams, I mean, they still do the Open Cup. That's still a national thing. So we are walking in the airport. We're going to Arizona. We're going to play 2 games. If we win those 2 games, we go to St. Louis for the final, the semis and the finals. So we are walking in the airport, you know, I'm carrying my bag, and the owner comes up to me, comes up beside me and says, he starts talking to me, and he goes, and they're Greek. The owners are Greek. That's the only Greek people on the team. The owner's some guy that helps train, and everybody else is some other nationality. And he says, he goes, you know, you're going to be starting. Yeah, I had a feeling. Have not started a game. Only played one half the whole year, and the biggest game of the year up to that point, I'm starting. And so we played in Arizona. It's probably like 110.
Yeah,
but you know, I'm in great shape.
You don't have a.
Hey, I have no problem. I have no issue. And so we win our first game. But the thing that I really remember is there was this guy on their team. I don't know who, couldn't tell you who we were playing, but there's a guy on the team, and our sweeper's name is Godwin, and Godwin hammers this guy, and I don't know what, you know, he still stayed in the game. 2 minutes later, I hammered the same guy, bam, and they had to take him out of the game. And we went to dinner that night, and they're, you know, I've been on the team for, so this is probably May. So 5 months, they know, it's not like they don't know who I am or, but they really haven't played, just with practice. That's the only way they know me. And they were laughing. They go, yeah, Godwin softened him up and you finished him off. And I got a kick out of that. And Godwin was Nigerian. Andy was Nigerian. And I won't say they took me under their wing, but I got along with them. They were really good natured.
Yeah.
And they took me, you know, I like going out to eat. Well, I go out and eat with them all the time when we went places. So then we won our Knicks game, went to St. Louis, won the Knicks game and the Knicks game, and we were national champs. And so the first four games I play are those four games. And I after that, until I broke my ankle, I didn't sit again. I played all the time. And then even when I broke my ankle, we went to Denver to play for the same Open Cup. And I was not 100%. But we're playing and we were losing 1-0 or 2-1 or something. And the coach put me in with, you know, 15, 20 minutes left and try my best. I don't think they would notice, you know, that I wasn't, it just hurt to run.
Yeah.
I never really said, I said, yeah, I'm ready to go. And
you know, yeah, I was ready to play.
Just like when I was in college, I didn't dribble a lot, but I dribbled the ball in a scrimmage against St. Mary's. A guy came over came over the ball and hit my knee and made it bend backwards. And I struggled to kick until adrenaline started flowing. I could not, it hurt to kick a ball.
Yeah.
It hurt to walk. It hurt to do everything for 6 months.
Yeah.
And
hyperextension knee will do that to you every time.
Yeah, but I don't really say anything. I just said, screw it. I'll just deal with it. And that's what I did. So we're playing San Jose State, and we're losing 3-0 at half. And coach won't let me play because I'm hurt. Well, we're losing 3-0. It puts me in. I remember because the guy I was talking about, the English guy from Portland, he took a corner kick, and I scored a header. I can remember almost all my college goals because I think there was one a year.
Okay.
Yes, I think I scored one each year. I had a lot of assists. I know my senior year.
Yeah.
But I played defense. I played center back or if we played two, I played stopper.
Gotcha.
So I didn't go up until my senior year. I played defensive midfield, but he put us in, and within 10 minutes we scored two goals and it's 3-2. Of course we ended up losing 5-2, but you know, it
happens.
He's not putting me in because he knows I'm hurt.
Right.
But clearly the team's better with me hurt than not hurt. In fact, some of the guys that I played with my senior year, I'd pulled a hamstring, and so I was wrapped up, and they were, and I'd never done that before, and it hurt.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. They said, yeah, you hurt is better than half the team not hurt. And I just got a kick out of that. I go, ah, thanks, guys.
If you don't, you know, if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, and it went away. It, you know, after.
Oh yeah, you eventually get better.
Yeah,
no question about that.
Got sat out of game, and I didn't like sitting at all.
Nobody likes sitting.
I was hurt, and I got, even though I understood what it, I don't want to sit, but yeah. So we were national champs. We ended up going to CONCACAF. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we played my 1 year. We played Bermuda, home and away, and lost. And we
gotcha.
Lost 1-0 in Bermuda, and then we tied 0-0 here. And then we played Pumas from Mexico, on a different year. And we tied 2-2 here and then lost 5-1 there.
Which, that's tough to play.
Yeah, it's really tough when five of your guys have visas and they can't leave the U.S. or they can't go to Mexico. So five starters
can't get into
Mexico. So we're playing with guys that rarely see the field and only, you know, see it in blowouts. So that was kind of frustrating, but we had this guy that just was, when I first got on the team, I didn't think he was very good. He wasn't very flashy. He played forward. Then I noticed watching him, all he did was score. wow, he's a lot better than I. And he scored all the time. Well, he was one of the guys that couldn't go, and the guy that played was younger, and he was a decent player, but he missed, I'm conservatively, probably three goals he should have had in the first half. Because
wow.
We weren't blown out. We were in the game until the second half, you know, and then we gave up. They scored this brilliant free kick and made it 2-1. Because it was 1-1 at halftime.
That was close.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it hurts when half your team
can't go.
Oh, yeah. And then you're playing with guys that are not up to par.
I don't even like to say up to par. It's guys, there's a thing about guys that play together every week. And it's like you get to know
tendencies.
Right? You get to know the tendencies. Which way the guy's going to break here? Oh. You know he's going around the back of the he's angle running behind the center back. All you got to do is put it over there.
I played.
And that's where he's going, and you know that.
Played with this guy from high school when I first 11, every other year until we got to high school.
Right.
And then in high school, we were the same grade.
Right.
He's just a few months older. And I'm born in 1 year and he's born in the other year.
Yep.
So we're only a few months apart, but because of the way they split. So we played with him, and then all through high school, and then his brother got in a car accident, and he was a freshman on our team, got in a car accident and then became paralyzed. So I think he took that kind of hard. Then he went to JC for a couple of years while I was at Hayward. And then my senior year, he came and I played with him again. And then we played co-ed together.
Oh, okay.
But when you say that, he was with me. We knew exactly what each other one would do. And the other... He's running. Someone passing the ball. He's running. I already know he's going to dummy it because he sees me running. And he was a really good player.
Yeah.
But I could tell you what he was going to do without even, you know, it wasn't even a thought. And he was funny. One time he had a clipboard and he was showing, hey, I need you guys. We need to do this and this and this. And then he took a key and he put it right in the middle. He goes, and this is me. I'm the key. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I like playing. I had a good time playing. Met a lot of people. Got to know a lot of people.
Traveled some.
Got to travel a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Very
made
nice.
Some money, which was kind of cool.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I'm actually getting paid to do something I like.
Yeah. So. Like I said, being the collectors.
And look where you're at now.
Yeah. Now I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm spinning vinyl and talking about. There's whatever I spun.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
how are you? What's up?
Yeah, not much, man. Just kind of getting into my day.
Oh, I will say this. I played the other day. I put on, my daughter said, hey, you want to play something? So I put on haven't done anything with it, haven't tried it, hadn't even looked at it, just installed it, FIFA. On the Xbox.
Oh, you did?
So.
Okay.
And I'm laughing because I played FIFA on PlayStation, FIFA 2012. So this is FIFA 2019. So I don't know what, I'm sure there's stuff changed. One of the things that I did notice is it's got, as your guy's running, there's little icons over their head that tell you what buttons, you know, what you can do.
What they'll do with
buttons. Yeah, I forget. It says something.
Gotcha.
But one of the things that I was getting a kick out of is, I was one touch passing, and at halftime it says says this controlling the ball, blah blah blah.
Right.
80% accuracy on passes, and it was cool because this is cool as soccer. I understand this. She's all, how do you know how to do this? I go, well, I don't know. I just keep pressing. I know. And she goes, well, how are you doing it? It's all one time passing. And I'm just not knocking it around. And I don't really know how to shoot. And when I get,
I pick it up.
So second half I'm playing and I shoot and I'm already celebrating. Yes. And doesn't go in. And it was, so they show a replay And it was on ground level right at the thing. Because they were like laughing because it didn't go in. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about. They show it on replay. And I'm probably like 20 yards out. And I just rip a ball. And it's curving right to the goal. The goalie dives. And here's the post. And it literally goes 2 inches outside of the post. So it, I knew what I did when I did it. I knew I was a shit. And then I end up losing in penalty kicks because I didn't understand. I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out how to move the goalie. And then, it says hold B. So I hold B and then it just launches it 50 yards over the goal. Yeah. So we were laughing at that. And then my daughter scored 2 and I scored 1. Because each shot was an adventure. And it was just, we just put 2 teams in there and tried it. Yeah. But it was cool. It was like totally got my juices flowing, thinking, this is how the game should be. Look at how these guys are just 1-2, 1-2, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. And you press this button to make them run fast and then find the open guy. Of course, how do we chip? And then we're trying to figure. But yeah. I was figuring stuff out as we went on. She goes, how did you do that? I go, I don't know. I just pressed this button. So it was fun.
I did this and this, and that happened.
Yeah. It made me think, I want to play it. But I'm still, I do in my Madden. So I don't know if I told you, I finished a whole season.
Yeah, you did.
And
yeah,
I drafted. Yeah. So I drafted, right. I drafted fairly well, I think. And then this next season came, and I'm still struggling. Going, I won a couple more games, but then there was some things that I did that cost me games that I don't think I would normally do that, but I did it. And it, by this time, I think my record's 3-8 or something. I get a tie in one game because, it goes to overtime. We're tied. It flashes on the screen, heads, tails. A, B, or whatever the, and so I'm trying to read that, figure out what I'm supposed to do, and then it clicks off of it. Doesn't even give me a chance to do it. Then it says, gives me 4 options: receive, if you win the toss, I'm trying to read it. It clicks off of it, and it only gave me like 2 seconds to do this,
right?
And pissed me off. I mean, I should get at least 10 seconds to figure out what it's saying. So I was playing the 49ers. They get the ball, they drive down. I don't think they scored. I can't remember. Oh, that's another thing. So they get the ball first. It's only a 4-minute overtime period. It's not 10 minutes. Just, and the periods, the quarters are only six minutes. So that's a little frustrating. So they get the ball. They drive. I hold them out of, I think I blocked the kick. And so I get the ball back, but there's only a 1:30 and I have to try and drive. So I was pissed at that. I end up tying. I have another game where I did something similar and I'm trying to figure out how to spike the ball and it won't let me. So I lost a couple. I lost a game. I tied. I lost and something else happened.
Yeah, but you're learning to play it.
But I am learning to play. So I go through. I get to the draft. So instead of the first year, I'm number 2 pick. So that means I'm the 31st worst team.
Yes.
Or best team.
You're a sucky team.
Yes. So I'm the number 2 pick. I traded out and then got more draft picks for it. And I don't know if I should have or not, but I was glad. I was happy with it at the time. This pick, I'm number 9. And I've scouted a lot of players. I know who I want. I need a left tackle badly. This guy is ranked. So if you go just 1, 2, 3, 1, 3, he's the 10th player on their list. I'm like, I know who I want. I'm taking him. What happens? He's the very first guy to go in the draft.
Really?
Yeah. So the Vikings take him. I'm like, MFR, mother, father. Yeah. And it's R is just the end of the father word. So I was, what the? So then I'm kind of scrambling. Well, I need this. So I ended up taking a right tackle because my offensive line sucked. So I said, okay, I got a right tackle. They said I reached on my guy for my left tackle. And then there was a guy that I wanted to take for left outside linebacker, which I didn't take him. I took the left tackle because I didn't want to get dogged on him also. And then the left outside linebacker was still on the board when it came to me again. So I took him, and I was.
You're learning it.
So my last pick, I said, I don't want, these guys all suck. I don't want anybody. So I traded that away for a pick in this year's draft. But so now I'm understanding things. Well, I picked up a free agent lineman. I picked up I traded a guy, a running back on my team that was my, well, I drafted one my first year and he's my starter. And this guy is a backup, but he's almost equal to the starter. I traded him for a starting left tackle that was pretty equal in skill. So I was like, ah, oh. And I'm really getting good about running the ball and mixing up run pass, and not forcing balls. Because I don't know if I told you, the first year, I think I had one game with 7 interceptions and another game with 8 interceptions. So that means I had the ball 7 times or 8 times and threw.
Gave it away.
Yeah. Some of them were like pick sixes. And so, of course, I'm just going, I'm not passing to that guy. My daughter was watching me yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it was yesterday. And I throw an interception. But I see the guy running and we both see who I'm trying to throw to. And I hit the wrong button and it goes to. I know I was trying to throw to X, not this guy, B. I want to throw to X. So I freak out and go, I don't know which button to press.
Right.
But
that's what I can't do.
Yeah. I'm getting better and I'm being more patient about, I'm waiting till the guy opens up. So I love the slants. So as they're running across the middle, I see the guys in front of him. I'm like, okay, wait till he clears him. Oh, I can see it's all open and then I can just get it to him. So this year, I think I've only thrown 3 interceptions in 6 games.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So
that is really good.
Yeah.
I just can't play them games. I don't know why.
Well, I am determined to pound and ground and win
the league.
At least get to the playoffs this year.
Got it.
I've been really good. I lost one game. I lost the first game of the season. I was down at the 1 yard line. I went for it on 4th down, thinking if I don't score, you know, it's first quarter. Right. If I don't score, the worst that happens, he's on the 1.
Right.
And I think the second play, I sacked him for safety. So I go, I gave up 3 points. I got 2 instead. So then they do something. I don't know what they do. I get the ball. I go down. I try to kick a field goal. I miss the field goal. So that's 3 points. I would have 5. And then later on, I get down. They get a touchdown. And later on, I think 2 times I'm down within the – I get within – oh, that's what happened. I get in there, and I go for it on 4th down because a field goal won't win me. So they get the ball. I get the ball back, and I go Hail Mary, get pass interference, and I have 1 play left to try and score a touchdown, and I do not score a touchdown. But if I would have made that field goal, I would have kicked the field goal the time before. I'm up 8-7, and everything's cool. But, meh. But then I won, I lost, and now I won again, I think. So I'm 4-2, and it's cool. I'm so competitive. I'm like sitting there, okay, I got to do this. And I'm really trying to play like, you know, it's a real team. So I play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans he led the league last year, I think, in receptions and yardage. It's like all I do is pass to him because he catches the ball. He's always open. I can always get him open. I've used a couple other guys, but it's you get these. I like this play. I can do this play. Or something similar. I mean, yeah. I find a few plays and then I'm mixing stuff in, and that's fun.
I don't have the attention span to learn how to play.
Oh, I can understand that.
I just don't. It doesn't charge me up.
To win. It's all about winning. That's everything in life is win. You want to win. I want to have everyone say my episodes are the best. I want you to say my albums are the best. That's all my whole focus is win, 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 win. No, seriously.
No, I got no problem with that.
My competitive nature. I will say I've toned it down, or I don't
sure.
let it. I don't let it shine through as much as I could. No, seriously.
No. His Eminence is like extremely competitive.
All I want, I just want to crush you in defeat, and then say, help you up, and say, hey, good game.
Yeah, good game. I'm glad you're a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I played enough games with you, man.
I know. And sometimes it's so I gotta win. I gotta win. And I mean, I think I told you when I was playing.
I will say this about you: you don't lose poorly.
Oh no, I
you do not lose poorly.
It's like because it sucks.
That when we were playing cornhole that day over at my boy's house, and me and Rob went on a 22 win run.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we couldn't be beat, and you continued to play.
I was getting frustrated though.
You were getting frustrated.
How are you guys winning?
But you weren't. You're not a poor loser if you lose.
No,
you just don't lose that often.
Yeah, you guys.
So
yeah, and then finally, I think Josh and I said, "Ha ha."
Yeah, you finally.
And then we started winning.
Yeah,
and Josh is I'm watching Josh throw. He's throwing behind the board. Okay, well, you know, whatever. We're winning. I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
If it works, it works.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, had a good time.
I can't wait till the summer rolls back in and we can start.
Yeah, I got to get. I don't know if you know what happened to my cornhole.
Well, you lost a bag, didn't you?
Technically, I guess that's what it's called.
Didn't it just rip and
empty itself? Yeah, no. There might be another one that got ripped. No, I think a rat got into them.
Really?
Yeah, and was eating the corn.
Man.
Yeah. So,
that sucks.
So yeah, they sucks. Well, because we left them inside all the time, and then one time I put them out in the garage with the board, and then when I went, it just opened up, and I said, "You mother father,
yeah."
I don't know. I don't know about you, but for a period of time last year, we were like there was rats all over the place. I'm catching them, and I don't know if I don't think I told you this. One got killed.
Okay.
And I took it out of the trap, got a pair of pliers, put my snake in a box and fed it to the snake. Yeah, I called it a free range rat. I gave my snake a free range rat.
There you go.
I don't know if he liked it or not.
Doesn't matter.
He said, "Wow, this thing tastes good." Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it was in there, and then he was like not paying attention. Then I took a pair of the adjustable wrench. Not the adjustable. The channel locks. There you go. Yeah, that's the name. And I was trying to grab the tail and was going to swing it in front of his face because couldn't have been dead for more than
a couple minutes.
Yeah, no, I'd say a few hours.
Okay.
So it was still pliable. And then finally it saw it and it took it down. I said, nice. Save me some money. But yeah, we were getting them. We were catching them. Traps. I think I had 3 traps out there.
Yeah.
And for about 3 weeks, I think every other day it seemed like we were catching one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I had another one that it was like you step on it and it pops open like the jaws of life.
Right.
I had that one and it disappeared. So somebody gave it to me from work. He said, yeah, he was having a problem. And so he got those and it got rid of a whole bunch. So I put it there and I couldn't find it. And this is January.
Yeah.
And then I found it in June when I was moving stuff to go camping.
Yeah.
I get this big case and I see rat poop. So I'm sweeping up and I look way underneath this wire rack. Nowhere I could see it straight on, you know, because there's something else in front of look, and there's the trap with, and just like I thought, it came around the corner, stuck its hand on it. It got stuck, and so it walked off with three legs and one stuck in the trap. But it couldn't go anywhere, or it didn't go anywhere. And so I got the trap. Then I put it in the backyard. Yeah, the trap disappeared again. So somewhere I think there's a rat. So
stuck to the trap.
Yeah, because I went out there because.
Oh yeah.
My wife saw one running along the fence. So I went out in the backyard and I went down the side of the house and looked. Nope, no rat, no rat, no rat. And then I got to there was a case like a box with wood in it. And I grabbed a piece of wood.
There he was.
And I start looking, and all of a sudden I see a dart, and the piece of wood I'm holding, I just whoom, flung it. Backhand fling. Boom. Nailed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nice. And then stunned it. And then I was afraid that piece might break, so I got one and just went, bam. Oh, that's the one. Oh, that's the one I fed to the snake.
Cool.
That is the one. So he was freshly killed. I probably should have just left him where he was all going, twitching.
Yeah.
And trying to get away.
But you want him to hit that cage being like,
Yeah.
You know,
so, yeah, that's the one. Because I think I might have fed one more that I caught in a trap. Or I wanted to, and then I was going to work.
I told you my neighbor watched a red-tail hawk hit one.
Uh-huh.
On the side of my truck, so.
That's totally cool.
I'm like... Right on. I wish I'd seen it.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. It would
be totally badass. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, big time.
So this is Vinyl Rhetoric.
It's Vinyl Rhetoric.
It's not vinyl.
Let's see, @vinyl_rhetoric.
Twitter.
On the Twitter. And then there's vinylrhetoric@gmail.com.
Gmail, that's our email.
That's our email. And then there's Vinyl Rhetoric on Facebook.
That's our Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. So,
hit us up.
Yeah, you know,
review.
Send us something.
Yeah, let us know.
Send me a picture of your favorite pet.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, well,
I didn't say it had to be a pet you owned. It could be just a pet, you know. Yeah, I always wanted to own an ostrich. And
I would love to own a falcon.
When I was
younger, we had a teacher that did. He was like a substitute kind of
falconry.
Yeah, it was cool. We went out in the field, and then they watch, and then they'd come and get meat out of there. Yeah, I thought it was totally cool.
Yeah, they are pretty neat.
And then I also went to the Renaissance Fair, and they had a show, and they had dudes in there with falcons and owls, and they're flying around and taking dollars out of people's hands and yeah.
Oh, they're cool animals.
They are totally cool.
Yeah, so that's they that when we were down at his wedding down south, and that hotel they had. Did you see that?
No,
they had falconers there.
Really?
Oh yeah, we went outside.
Not at the wedding though, right?
No, it was at the hotel.
Okay,
that they were staying at, which was fancy schmancy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a couple of falconers.
Oh, cool.
And they were walking around like, you know.
That's totally cool.
He goes, okay, here we go. And he'd take the lid off. And yeah, it was cool. It was neat, man. It was like, whoa.
I think they are pretty cool.
Mean talons, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's why if you notice their bracer or whatever it's called on their arm is leather.
Oh,
thick
yes.
Thick leather.
Yeah. They really do a heck of a job with them talons.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I think it was an eagle. And up at Lake, Saddlebag Lake.
Uh-huh.
And you stand like this. I was standing on a little knoll that was looking down on the lake.
Where they shot Kennedy?
Yeah. So I'm looking down, and a eagle comes down and hits a fish.
And it's glass.
It's way cool.
Yeah.
And he got it up. He gets it way back up in the air, and drops it.
Oh. Yeah.
Hits the water, and it's not moving. It's dead.
Uh-huh.
And it just hits the water, just floating. They will not go back.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, this one didn't.
When we went on the houseboat.
Huh?
So we caught some fish.
Yeah.
And we cleaned them. We were cleaning them, and we didn't know what to do with all the
guts.
Yeah. So we put it in a baggie, and then sealed it and put it in the garbage can. Well, it's I don't know if it was leaking, but it started stinking.
Oh yeah.
And so where we were parked, my brother-in-law took it up on the hill, and. You could tell people had been there because they'd made a ring for a campfire. And
right.
And so he just threw it up there. And the next morning we woke up and there was a whole bunch of vultures. And they had grabbed it. We go up there. I don't know if I saw it. I think I saw his picture. like a this tall, you know, 3 foot tall or tall bald eagle.
Oh yeah,
just standing there with all the vultures and went up there and snagged the food or was eating. And then you know I saw it fly off.
That's
totally cool. Yeah,
right on. Yeah, totally cool. Yeah, I went to I think we were up in Seattle at the zoo, and they have a bald eagle exhibit. That's cool. I mean, it's like double-doored, you know, they're real particular about it. But
yeah,
I mean, it's literally, you're out in the forest. Basically, you're in the forest, but it's got that netting, you know.
Cool.
And they fly in there.
Well, Chicago Zoo?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Nope.
So I went to Chicago with a friend of mine, and we went to the Chicago Zoo, and they have a primate exhibit. And basically, it's all around you, and you can walk on a path. And just cruise, and they're all around you, all these gorillas.
Yeah.
And there was a sign say, beware, they'll throw feces at you.
Oh, yeah.
Amused me no end.
We laughed when we were there because we went to the primate exhibit. There's, you know, say kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sort of, well, where we were, I don't know if we were underground, but you were kind of like in a...
enclosed.
Kind of a cave-ish type looking thing. And there's all this glass. And there's all these, you know, and they're right on the other side of the glass, and they're all, you know, doing their thing, cleaning each other, and we kind of go around this little corner there, and there's this one, and he's just sitting there, and he's like, nobody's playing with me, I don't like this. He's just like so sad. I feel like nobody likes me. Nobody. We made so much fun of that guy.
I don't think there was glass for ours.
Oh really?
Yeah, I want to say it might have been netting. There might have been. I thought it was nothing. Well, it's been so, but there was. I don't think it was glass because they were talking. I know we could get hit by flung objects, but there might have been netting around.
Right. Yeah.
But we were walking like on an elevated, so it was an enclosure. Right, but right. The path we were on was kind of elevated. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
it's been like I said. It's. I went there probably 80, 90, 89, 88.
Got it.
89, somewhere in that time zone. It was cool. I had good times. Yeah, kind of like going to those Museum of Natural History.
Yeah, they're interesting.
Yeah. So enough talk about animals and video games. We're here to do a side two of the Spin Doctors.
Okay.
Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
Gotcha. I'm looking forward to this.
I really enjoy this album. And if you're ready to get into it,
I am.
We will play the first song. And it is More Than She Knows.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew what number it was. I'm just they have instead of writing nice, they got all this weird writing.
Yeah.
So
sometimes the albums come out like that.
Yeah. Well, if you saw, I don't know, I opened up. It's got all the lyrics in here and a whole bunch of stuff, but it's so small where, you know,
I can't read that stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at it going, I can kind of tell what it says, but it's neat. Yeah. It's neat that they at least include some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But so, More Than She Knows.
I know she
That song's cool.
I like it. It's probably not my favorite.
Right.
You know, of the couple that I would put at the end of the, you know, which ones I like, this is probably next to, well, probably my least favorite, but the still a good song.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that it's bad at all.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's got great beat, great sound, and his voice really fits what they write.
I think so. I think that's, you know, what I like, the way they, the at least on this album, the way all their songs, his voice, sometimes he'll carry a note for several seconds.
Yep.
And it doesn't sound forced. The whole structure of what they do.
Yeah.
It sounds cool.
It's solid. I mean, and although it doesn't sound like every song, you know, their songs they're different. They all have that kind of, I don't know what term I'm looking for, is kind of a generic feel about them that you get. It's kind of like, oh yeah, I could see that being that. Because that could not, you know, I mean, if I could hear that, and it might be, that could be a different band. But in the context of this album, that's like, well, that fits it fits in real well. So, yeah, just a thought.
You know? Yeah, I enjoy it.
Me too. It's kind of hard. It's like, well, what more do I say about them?
Yeah.
I just like them.
I'm a little, like I said before in our last episode, disappointed that a little bit that I didn't have this on my iPod.
Yeah, I can see where that would be kind of a...
Now, one of my problems is I don't listen to music that much on my iPod. I've been listening to...
podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Every once in a while, I put on music. In fact, one day at work, I put it on. I have a portable speaker, put it on, and started playing. And then I was like, oh, crap, I can't do this. Because I just do random, and then I'm just trying to play songs that people like, where I could just listen to it all and say, "Yeah, this is cool."
Right.
One guy I work with, Queen came on, and it was not. It was Get Down, Make Love, and he knew it was Queen. I don't know, some people probably didn't know. I love this song. You would like that. I don't know if you've heard Get Down, Make Love.
I have.
It's very. It's kind of funky.
Yes.
So, but listening to it. Oh, it's cool. And then I said, oh, this sucks. I can't do this. I can't just play it because Steel Panther might come on. I don't want Steel Panther coming on. And then, yeah. And so.
Yeah, you got to be a little careful there.
So I stopped doing it because it was a chore to, oh, I got to check and make sure, turn it on or skip to the next song. So,
yep.
Yeah. And I didn't want any Steel Panther.
Yeah, we used to worry about that when we'd be working in somebody's home, you know, doing our work. And some things you if you listen to radio, it's no big deal. You're not going to hear it. But,
yes,
you know, when we started going, oh, let's listen to some stuff that we, you know, that we either have recorded or, you know, some podcast show or something like that. But you can get in trouble.
Very much so.
So, yeah.
So you ready to hear the next song?
I am.
This
know this one?
My favorite.
Is this your favorite?
Two Princes.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Two Princes.
Just go. just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now. And if you wanna buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. That's what I said now. Princes, princes who adore you, just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a friend now. This one who wants to buy you rockets ain't in his head now. Marry him or marry me, I'm the one that love you, but can't you see? I ain't got no bitch up in the tree, but I know what a prince and lover ought to be. I know what a prince and lover ought to be. Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now, and if you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you
that drum at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then like scatting or whatever.
Yeah.
I've always liked that song.
Yeah. It's a good tune. It really is.
Really upbeat, and that drum just goes through the whole song.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the guitar, the whole thing.
And it's the lyrics are kind of cool. You know, it's like, you know, you can have that rich guy, you can have me. Just know that I offer more than just stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's kind of an interesting approach to, you know, it's a love song, right?
Well, what some people would call it.
Yeah, some people would call it. So I don't know, you know, and although apparently I have an aversion to them or something, as you claim, that is too upbeat to not like as a love song.
Yeah. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's some bread now. The one wants you to buy his rockets.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I just said, and yes, if you listen to the
but
words.
You can marry him or marry me, but I'm the one who loves you, baby, can't you see?
Yeah. I dig that
song. I ain't got no future or family tree.
Yeah, you marry him, your father will condone you. How about that now? Marry me, your father will disown you. He'll eat his hat now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marry him or marry me. I'm the one that loves you, baby, can't you see?
I ain't got no future or family tree.
But I know what a princely lover ought to be. I know what a princely lover ought to be.
Oh, that's what he says. Okay, okay, cool.
Hold on. But I know what a prince and lover ought to be. Okay. Oh, I thought it was princely lover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Prince and lover ought to be.
Thanks for clarifying that.
I just knew that. I knew that part. It's, I guess it's Prince and Lover.
Yeah, right on.
I thought
Excellent.
It was Princely Lover,
Excellent.
But anyway, Excellent. Yeah, I did. I just That's, love that song.
Good song, very good song. I can't. Well, I take that back. I like the next song still a lot too. So it's one of those. It's like that's why I said this album has so much many, on it. So many good songs on it.
You know, initially when we went to do this show, we talked about this before we'd done anything,
right?
And you were talking about it, and you said that. So you had it on iTunes. You had it.
Well, I had it in my iTunes
catalog. Well, yeah, whatever.
In the library.
Since I don't do that much, I wasn't sure exactly. I mean, I knew what you meant,
right.
But I don't do that, so okay. I didn't know what you. I knew you had it.
Got it.
But you said that you all the songs, except for maybe one, out of 10 songs, only one of them didn't have a heart. Because you can say favorites or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I knew what you were talking about. I'm like, I would try and do that. Then I'm like, this is stupid. This take way too much time to... I already know I like it. I don't need to say I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I totally hear you.
Anyway, yeah. I do like that song.
Yeah, it's a classic song. And You might, I mean, I guess some people might consider these people to, you know, this band to be like a one-hit wonder, but it's like, they moved from one hit to like one album wonder or
yeah.
something like that. You know, it's, I mean, I believe their other stuff is probably okay.
It probably is. It might be as good as this.
And, or maybe better.
It could be.
You know, but it's older stuff. So, you know, it's right now, they're not going to get the type of,
exposure. So
exposure, yeah. Yeah. That's right, yeah. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't know. I do really like this.
Yeah.
So the next song is Off My Line.
Yeah, and I like this song I really like.
Cool. Ready?
I am.
Fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how you like that.
Yeah.
Definitely see.
It,
I mean,
it just moves,
it
man.
It does. It's frenetic.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
high-paced,
yeah.
nonstop, just balls to the wall.
Yeah, it it's, moves. And the words are pretty cool.
You know who sings it. That's the only song on the album.
That's a, the guy,
guitar player sings it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
the
right
only
on.
One that's not sung by the lead singer.
Yeah.
Whatever, Chris Barron or whatever.
Yeah, right.
That's his name.
Okay. Right
yeah.
on.
So.
I like I say, that song I like better than Two Princes.
Okay.
Although I like Two Princes, don't get me wrong. I just, that song, I'm going to go, oh, yeah. It's, well, because when we were talking about, okay, who's going to do the first side, who's going to do the second side, and you're like, you know, no, go ahead, pick whatever you want.
Pick whatever you want, I don't care.
I'm thinking, suck.
Yeah.
Because I got to choose.
That's why it didn't bother me. I get stuck with it, whatever, I wasn't going to complain.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to complain.
No, I wasn't going to be worried because either side would be.
It is just fine, yeah.
Yeah, because I would have had Jimmy Olsen blues.
Yeah, you had Jimmy Olsen's blues. And oh yeah,
Little Miss Can't
yeah.
Be Wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and what time is it? 4:30.
Yeah. What time is it?
So I would have had those, or I would have had this. So either way, yeah. I'm like, I don't care.
I dig this. That yeah. song is...
It's
screaming. It's
it
screaming.
And the guitar, which, and that drum, too.
Oh, yeah.
It just... pounded.
And some slap bass in
and
there.
You can hear it. Yep. Yeah.
Like, just, these guys are so good. I mean, it's amazing they didn't get it. Well, they got out stuff, you know, but I mean, their first two albums, like I said, were live recordings. And apparently their live show was like just
fantastic.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And then this was their first studio album. And to me, this is like, that's why it's going to the island.
Yeah, nice. I,
you know,
I can't fault you for that. I cannot say, I don't really like this album. Seriously, you have plenty of things that you play where I'm like, I'm not hearing it.
Yeah,
but
sure,
it's subjective.
Yeah,
and this is something that I could. You had. Yeah, I don't have to play something of mine. I can listen to something of yours.
And I like it.
And not be, this is just going to drive me up a wall.
I didn't really care for that.
Yeah, no, this is, this whole album just resonates.
And I think this is, like, for us, this is probably the first album that we both completely agree on.
No.
No?
No, Foreigner.
Oh, okay.
Foreigner,
okay.
I was okay with George Thorogood, Aerosmith.
Well, no, oh, no.
Okay. Well, okay. Foreigner, I love. So
okay. Okay. I didn't know that going in.
Oh, did I love Foreigner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that. So
love Foreigner.
So when I picked it, I think, well, this is I like Foreigner, and that album was.
So I may like them more than you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think we're equal in us liking this album.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I think you
are more equitable.
You really liked the first Queen album I played. Can you remember that far back?
I not really.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
But
okay.
But I'll go to
something I know you.
But I know I did like
you
it.
You really liked Daz Band.
There you go.
I really like Daz Band.
Yeah.
So there have been a few examples.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like Mahavishnu when you threw it away. I really like that. Thank you for throwing that away and getting rid of it.
You know, I found the other one, right? The
yeah,
other
you
one.
Told
I,
me
I
that.
Have another one.
I
so.
Shouldn't bring it up.
No,
I've been trying not to because I don't want to.
I'll wait till you're in the hospital sometime.
Okay, I don't want to bring it to your mind. But yeah, there's been a few albums where we've. Oh yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And some stuff you may have heard and whatever, I don't really care for it, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then other stuff I've heard, I don't know, it's okay. But
it's acceptable.
Yeah, this I agree.
This we like.
There's probably been a handful, I think,
yeah.
Betwixt the two of us that we've both, oh yeah, that's really
yeah,
good.
Would you like some tea?
Yes. Well, I'm reading a book right now, and it's clearly, it takes... place in, well, it takes place in London, but clearly it's an English writer, because I swear in the, so I don't know what chapter I'm on, 12, say, I'd say at least 40 times he's used the word whilst.
I whilst.
Whilst you do that? Whilst they were doing this, this was happening. So yes, and then the other words, realize, not realize, realize, and
those damn English.
Yeah. The spelling of many of the words are
spelling of humor.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
The spelling of theater.
Theatre. Yes. So they're fetid.
Yes.
So well, that word's in there. That's why I think fetid's in there, or it's fecal. It's one of the
fecal. Probably fetid.
Yeah, but fecal is in there. I think they're both in there.
Okay.
And they're both I'm looking at them going, well, I know what it is. This isn't how right. you spell it, you dumb Europeans. I got to kick.
It's your fecal point.
Yeah. I've read plenty of stuff that is written by English authors, yeah. It's not that big of a deal. I'm rather amused.
It should be, because I don't do a lot of English, you know, writers. I don't.
Well, I didn't know. I think my mom got me the book, and so I'm making at least
it's somebody's choice for you.
Since I'm hurt and not working, I'm making a concerted effort to try and read a lot while I'm off.
Oh, okay.
So I finished one book. Again, also a book my mom got from me, also taking place in England, The War of the Roses.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the fourth book in a series, or the fourth book of following, you know, a 30-year period.
Got it.
So I think it's the end of the Roses and the Rises. The name of the book is Ravenspur, Rise of the Tudors.
Got it.
Which it's Henry... I think Henry VIII.
Henry VIII.
Yeah, so he's about to. He technically he's king at the end of the book,
right?
As he beats King Richard, who as so
the Lionhearted.
No, it's not. It's not Richard the Lionhearted.
Oh,
it's a different Richard. Yeah, Richard the Lionhearted was Lionheart
king
was
Dick?
Previously. King. No. But if you read, so he has a book, and it's fiction. However, it's based on actual events, and so at the end of the book, in all four books, he said, this is what happened, this is what I said, you know, most likely this is something like this happened, or they don't know why this, they did this, why they all left out of Sandalwood, I think it's Sandalwood, a castle, why they all came out when they could have been in there, and perhaps they were going to get starved out, so he has...
There are some historical references,
yes, to things that happen, or explains what he was saying. So, the King Richard is, and I'll have to figure out it might be King Richard, but Shakespeare writes about him, and it's called it. I think calls him a dwarf of a man or something, because he has some issue with his back they know from his remains that he had scoliosis.
Yeah, so he was all hunched over,
but he wasn't, they don't think he was hunched over.
Well, he was,
because one of the things he says is if you were a knight, you had a 25 or 30 pound sword, so your sword arm would get naturally bigger than, because you didn't work out with your left. They didn't know how to equalize their body. I mean, except the dude that said, I am going to be good as
hell
and right as I am left.
I'm southpaw.
Or whatever. But so there's a whole bunch of historical facts about it that's kind of...
Kurt, the southpaw knight.
That's me. Kurt. He's sinister. You know that...
Kurt Sinister?
No, Sinister was what they referred to as left-handed people were sinister.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's
that's cool.
Yeah, there's all because because they thought there was some evil and wrong with them.
Something lurking.
There was
terrible
something bad
in them.
With them. Yeah, because
they were sinister.
Because everybody was right-handed, or the most people were right-handed. So anybody that was left-handed was Yeah, they were bad. You know, if you still the same today, everything's made for the right-handed person.
Everything is, you know, and then pretty much.
Whatever, I don't know how many people are actually left-handed. But so yeah, reading all that stuff, it's cool learning some of the facts, and then I'm trying, like I said, to read. I want to get, if I can, like 20 books this year. So I am down with one. I'm gonna finish this one in a little bit. My mom next week, I have to take her. She had knee replacement, so they put out the call. Anybody can anybody take her to her physical therapy?
Yeah.
And I'm really not doing anything for another couple of weeks.
So
I could just drive her there, and while she's in there, I'll read.
Yeah.
Maybe I can say, hey, can you fit me in for some physical therapy? So hopefully I at least before I go back to work, I'll finish another two books.
Okay.
One for sure will be done. The one I'm reading, I'm probably about 2/5 of the way through it.
Still got a bit to go.
Yeah, I still got a ways to go, but
you get through it.
But if I'm not doing anything where I'm just sitting for an hour while she's doing that, I'll blast through it.
Oh yeah.
Unless I have a major bladder malfunction. All right, you ready to hear the next song?
I am.
How could you want him when you know you could have me?
I'm quite contented to take my chances against the Guildensterns and Rosencrantzes. It's a matter of Cain and Abel, and I can feel your name underneath the table. He does a dangle by the seraphim. He only wants a pretty face by him. So how could you want him when you know? Pigeons peck and peck to pay the dues, but that pack a little extra to resume that shoes. Here's with the pigeons pecking crumbs. How about my dad bed leading with the jail? Seraphim, he only wants a pretty face by him. So how could you want him when you knew you couldn't have me? Ferocious angels send the fallen stones, but I know just how dangerous a wish you are. Watch me come and go, but I'm not too smart to go barging off the rooftops now. No. $2 bill. St. Christopher lives on.
I could see you not liking that song.
It's, you know, it's the slowest one of the, you know, the album, mm-hmm. but I still liked it. Because the lyrics are pretty cool.
Oh.
You know, I mean, you know, like, how could you like, how could you, you know, want him when you could have me, you know, like, I mean, he just wants a piece of arm candy, you know, I really care for you. So, but yeah, I can understand why you would. Yeah, it's a love song, so.
You are into love songs when you want to be.
Well, no, if I was going to say, yeah, this is not my favorite song.
Yeah, I like that one. It's the
figures.
Yeah, I know. I'm laughing. As I'm listening, going, yeah, I forgot this song. There's some chord changes that I like. The guitar, there was at one point where the guitar, I'm listening, going, that sounds familiar. And I think very Collective Soul sounding. It goes, oh, that's who it is. And I know, who does this sound like? This, and it was just the guitar, it wasn't the singing.
Right.
There was no singing going on. So as I listened, I said, man, it's mellow. It's not, and it's really subdued. But as it was playing, in my mind, I'm like, Blob, don't knock this. Blob, this is Blob's least favorite, or least favorites. Yeah. I understand it. It's not as funked up. It's not high energy.
Right.
So
it's, but I don't have to have that in every song that I listen to.
Yeah, it seems like you do. It really.
I would prefer it.
You know.
But that don't mean I have to. I mean, I got some, you know, I got stuff like by groups and bands that I really enjoy.
I think the first time you say you were going to go out with a girl, you'd want that playing in the bed, like some funked up song in the bedroom to like help your rhythm. You're going to kill me, Jackhammer.
I need all the help I can get there. So
Have you ever heard of mood music?
Yes.
Do you know what it means? Like, not every mood is high energy, 100% balls to the wall, go crazy, bang your head, and
true.
But it seems like that's what you, that's your, you don't seem like you like listening to mellow stuff to just chill out. You prefer having the high energy stuff.
No, actually, if I wanted to chill out, I would be more inclined to do like Mahavishnu Orchestra, or some Al Di Meola, or some jazz that's just like
non-functional music.
I like that.
Yeah, I know that. I understand.
But I'm saying that there's a. For me, in the moments of that I really want to be mellow and relaxed and just don't want to, I can take a song, I can take, you know, work from like jazz artists and stuff or like Mahavishnu, and put it on, and because it's, in your opinion, disjointed, that allows me to relax because
disjointedness allows you to relax.
Yes, because my brain can say, well, this is just
disjointed,
and I don't have to try to piece it together. I can just let it flow through me and just be. I can find my chi,
okay,
and just be.
Maybe like a little rat, you can eat your chi.
I can.
It's hopefully, yeah. It's not in a trap.
Well, you know, very, very rarely have I woke up feeling terrible after listening to some jazz.
Okay,
so
yeah, see, and,
but that's just me.
No, I know. Yeah.
So.
And when I like to listen to stuff, I just, I can't say, oh, I want to listen to something specific. I just want to listen to something I like. And
sure.
Same
with me.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's slow or fast. It's if I like it, it's cool. So if I was putting on this album, wouldn't matter that, oh, these songs are slow and the other one's fast. It's all part of the whole experience. And I think I look at it, the whole, okay, side one has these songs. I know this slow song or this fast song is coming on side one.
Right.
So it's just part of the song. Okay, perfect example. When I played Police, The Synchronous and Mother, well, I could not stand it. But after, you know, multiple listens, the guitar or whatever sounds it's making reminds me, I don't know if I explained it clearly, but it sounds like a bazaar or something from a Middle Eastern bazaar. Yes. And whatever sound that whatever's make instruments making that sound, and it's so
probably a sitar.
Okay, yeah, maybe it could be. I'm just saying.
I agree with
so
you.
So listening to, I know that that song's on. I may not. Oh, this I'm not listening for that song, but having it come on doesn't break my reverie of listening to, you know, relaxing and hearing the whole thing. In fact, because I've heard it so many times, this is part of the whole experience.
Correct.
So I don't think, oh, I like this song less than others. Very rarely is there an album where once I've listened to it multiple times where I say, I don't like this song, or this song I don't like the others. I consider it as part of the whole.
Okay, so for like on this particular song, you know, I was going like, you know, yeah, it's probably not my best. But as I listened to it more, I was really kind of grabbed by or felt an endearing quality in the rhythm guitar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, the way it helped that song have kind of a cool rough edge, even though it was a bit toned down in tempo. So
okay.
So
yeah, I want to make one announcement.
Okay.
This is episode 100.
This is. I was gonna get.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was gonna get. Sorry. No.
Okay. Right. When
it's
say,
your episode.
It's our episode. It's. I consider this more yours than mine. No, I consider both of ours.
Yeah.
Okay. I would consider this ours as opposed to mine.
99 and 100. This is ours.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Cool.
As this is episode 100, and this is coming out in the middle of April.
Yeah.
We wanted to have a little contest, so all you rhetoricians out there, send us an email, and we're going to have a drawing, and we'll send out an album. So just, you know, we'll take care. Well, it may not happen right away, but send us an email. We'll put all the names in a hat or some random number generator type thing, we'll pick a winner.
We will pick a winner.
So I used to have a T-shirt I picked up at the San Jose flea market. Yep, it was the dude with a big old nostril, kind of like that white guy in the Pink Panther. You know that guy that kind of like, yeah. And it was pick a winner, and the guy just had his finger up his nose, his big nostril, and
second knuckle.
I love that shirt. Yeah, I get shirts and I wear them incessantly. And that one, long sleeve white T-shirt. And it had pick a winner. And I wore it till it fell off of me.
Nice. Very nice.
I loved it. So you ready to hear the last song?
I am.
Which I believe is, it might be two songs put together.
Yeah.
I think it is. But it's one song. It's Shinbone Alley and Hard to Exist.
Yes.
And I think that they, I'm not, maybe they, when they put them, when they put recorded it or put it together,
right,
that they kind of had two different songs, but it melded into one over time.
Could be, yeah. So
let's give that let's give it a listen.
We shall do so.
Chicken wire, looming window pane, lukewarm. Jump. city's hurt.
That went on a bit.
Yeah, the other thing now, oh, I just thought of this. You said that their first two albums were live.
Yeah.
I could see them playing these two songs together.
Yes.
And so they just are used to doing it. So they just, hey, you know what? We're just going to make one extra long track.
Yeah.
Or just do it like we do it live.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah. And it almost sounded like a live performance.
It sort of did.
Parts of it were reminiscent, at least, of a guitar solo. We're going to play guitar and pair it up with the vocals. You say, and I'll go on the guitar.
Yeah.
And that bass was just nonstop at points where it was just boom, 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 boom.
Slapping. So it's silly.
I could totally see how you like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is what Shinbone Alley was a really good. I love the song. Yeah, and that whole, you know, both songs together just,
or one song, that's got two names.
Yeah, one song with two names.
But the whole process there was just straight ahead, total, and I could hear. Before, I guess I would never hear funk. I just heard, rock with you. Got all the instruments just totally
right.
Just revving up. And so I hear the undertones of that funkiness that
slap bass
like
going
so
on.
Bad, so hard, so whatever.
So
that you're
thick.
Enamored with.
I like it so thick.
Yeah, and you can barely get it, your hands around it.
Yeah.
It's so thick.
It's a two-hander.
Yeah.
That's like I say, man. You like what you like.
Yeah.
And this I like.
You like it thick. Got it.
I like it thick.
Yeah. So, yeah, good album. Good album.
Definitely. Nice. I liked it.
I think I commend you on your choice.
Thank you.
Of taking that.
Taking it.
And I could see me taking something like that and not regretting for a moment.
Right. Not being at all inhibited by its solidness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, good. Yeah. Excellent.
Cool. Glad you liked it.
Yeah. So.
Well, actually.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah. I'm glad
it was
my
album.
Yeah,
it was my side.
Yeah, it was your
side.
I'm glad
you liked my side.
I'm so thankful that I liked your side.
Yeah, like you said, I think this is one that we can both agree upon.
Yeah, it definitely is. So, I believe that to be
so
the case.
So basically what you're saying is I have to approve of what you take to the island.
No.
Okay.
No.
You're making sure because
I think
that might not be the case. That this might be the only thing I say, okay, yeah, good choice.
Probably. Well.
It might be. Yeah, we'll see.
It's possible.
I mean, yeah. If I were you, I would be taking second helping. But I'm not you, so I'm not taking that. And I have no regrets with what I'm taking.
Oh, I don't either.
Okay. All five?
Yeah, but I may swap one out.
Okay. Yeah, oh, so you do. You?
Yeah, I've got them.
This is the first time you've said that.
Yeah, I've got them all.
I did not know.
I have them all.
Did I pressure you?
No. I just didn't know if I wanted to, play them.
Well, you can do whatever you want.
No, I know. I like what you're doing, so I don't know if I want to follow that or if I want to just kind of mush around myself.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm going to mush around myself. I don't
I like doing that. I didn't at first, but I've gotten to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Where, oh, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to play. I'm just grabbing, let's play this.
Yeah.
And I've liked that aspect, but I also like structuring. So this year became, you know, you did some things that made me, I'm going to change the way I do this. And it became, some new wave stuff, some female singers, some albums I wanted to take.
Well, I just like the fact that, you know, you kind of get this word, you're categorizing female singers and some more new wave stuff. And I like that you're doing that because you're finding those categories.
No, I like it too, where I'm putting some stuff kind of together. Yeah, so yeah. So you get a little, just a sampling of stuff all, you know, consecutive right. shows.
Yeah,
And then, you know, now I'm really excited. The next show I do is one of my albums, I cannot wait.
Yeah, cool.
It's every time I think, oh, you know what, this is same old. No, it's not. It's I gotta play this.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you get to hear this. So yeah, I cannot wait.
Oh, me.
I'm interested to hear what you play next. Also,
I think you'll like it.
Oh, so you already know?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what I'm playing. Yeah, I know what I'm playing.
Yeah, I have my next 8 shows.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Probably 9.
If I played all my album, I mean, if I played my island stuff and the things that I want to play, yeah, I'd probably have another 10 shows ready to go. Yeah,
that's not even counting what stuff that I have that I want to,
right.
that I have recorded that I want to play.
Yeah.
That I just haven't gotten around to. One other announcement.
Yes, sir.
So I have this headset. We've been doing the show for over a year.
Yeah.
And it's got a microphone attached to it. And so I've just bent the microphone up and had it out of my way. Today I come in and I'm looking at it going, I have a feeling I could just pull this microphone out. And so it comes out. It's just a 3.5 millimeter plugs into a hole. So all this time I've been trying to work around it. I'm like, what? Adults.
For a year. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's weird because now it's not in the way where before every once in a while I get it stuck on something because it's pointing up in the air. It's flexible. So yeah, I'm adultish. Although I wonder if I could use that microphone to talk. Then I wouldn't even need this microphone. I could just kick back and talk with that other microphone. Anyway. So I like that. I'm glad we got to play that. So, I'm watching. He's got something stuck in his cord, and not his umbilical cord. His headphone cord, and I'm watching him try to pull it out or un. Yeah, I think you're gonna.
This is really stupid.
I think you're gonna take your microphone off or your headphone off.
I'm gonna
to get it all the way off.
I'm gonna
Oh, no, you just came out. That was a magic trick, dude.
You like that?
You could not do that again if you tried.
I know I could.
He gave up. I literally watched him give up, and then the thing just fell out.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Isn't that how that always works, though?
Mine never falls out like that.
No, I got it.
No. Oh, cool. You got some.
I was going to, you know, you were going like, you know, I got this talk, you know, the talking part, and. I'm like, yeah, I gotcha.
Just they fold down. That one folds down. Yes, that one folds the other way. Yes, like that. He's got some new headphones.
Yeah.
Ah, it's got a little microphone jack.
No, it's...
Oh, it's a headphone jack?
You notice there's no cord on it,
Is it the cord jack?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
With a...
You didn't know?
Oh, no, I knew. Okay. I've known for quite some time. Oh, a friend of mine gave me a, Gamer Tom.
Okay.
Said, here, I want you to try these headphones out. Let me know if you like them or not. Okay.
He can't even put them together. They're so
No, this is the ones he gave me. This my boy had these.
Oh.
These were DJ ones.
I think you're putting the wrong hole. I think you're putting a hole in a hole. I think you need to put the male and the female, not the female and the female. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, there you... Oh, he's in. Oh, he's making him slap. Slap. That's what happens. The body starts slapping when you're doing the wild thing.
Yeah, you know it.
That's a headphone slapping together. I like it.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
They sound good, too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so he gave me a pair of... Oh, I can't think now. I cannot think.
Presser.
I mean, I'm wearing Sennheiser. I don't know what yours are, but
mine are Creative Labs.
Yeah,
mine are.
I've been wearing
X. What is it? It's X something. Fatality. Yep, Fatality.
Got it.
So yeah, they were fairly decent when I got them. Now I don't know how good they are, but. I like them. They're comfortable. I can hear.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. They got a little knob on the side where I can control the volume. If you play one of your groups that are way too loud, I can turn it down.
Yeah.
I say, much better. Which I've done it. I haven't done it in a while, but I had done it.
I'm just kind of doing my...
Oh, like your Orange 9mm, your...
Right, yeah,
COC,
yeah.
COC, that... That kind of...
That stuff that's really loud. Yeah.
Beastie Boys. Any of that stuff that's like... Bah! Oh, yeah. Dude.
Stuff that hurts your ears.
Okay, I'll just turn it down.
Yeah.
And then I can turn it up when I play something that... Or you play something that I like.
Yeah. Or, you know, and the hardest part for me is that I don't have that adjustment. So whatever volume you're running it through is what I got to listen to, even if I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
which I thought you'd enjoy.
Yeah, I do enjoy that.
Taking advantage of my...
Didn't realize that, but now...
Inability to regulate my audio from your end.
Because I can turn it down all the way.
Oh, yeah, you could not hear anything if you chose.
I don't think I can go that low.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe. I haven't tried. You know what? Next time you play music, I'm going to try.
You're going to give it a whirl, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to turn it down all the way and see. And then say, oh, yeah.
I'm going to turn it down all the way, baby.
Yeah,
well, all the way, baby.
I guess I just got to wait till you play something that I don't like.
Yeah.
Which I know that's coming. That's all you do.
Oh, I'm heavily working on it, man.
Once every five shows, I think that's what you do.
You think it's every once every five?
I don't know. Well, that would be...
Well, once, I'm not trying.
I know you're not trying.
Just comes out that way.
Yeah.
See, these are... DJ headphones.
Yeah, for people that want to listen to the metal and have the headphones away from their ear. Fold that down. Yes, like that. He's struggling.
I am struggling. I just feel like I'm not...
You're wobbly. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting watching this.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
And that's
You didn't build models when you were a kid, did you?
I did a few. Yeah.
Did they look like they were supposed to?
No.
Okay, yeah, like I said.
They never did.
You didn't build models. Yeah, I've made some where it's like, this looks totally cool. I painted some of my, like, war planes. I put bullet holes in them, melting the plastic.
Oh, yeah, I used to melt the plastic and stuff. Yeah,
you did it because you could, like, sniffing it. I know.
Hey, don't let the secrets out, man.
Yeah, I did it because I wanted it to look cool.
I didn't care what it looked like when I was high.
I had my car, my Toyota MR2.
Yes.
I made a model, a Toyota MR2 model.
Oh, yeah?
Bought paint the same color as my car, painted it, somehow it got broke, but it was totally cool. I loved looking, this is my car. I have a little model, replica model that I built of my car.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool.
Do you still have it?
No, I don't think I do. I think it got broke. I think one of the kids started playing with it or something, and it got destroyed. But yeah,
it can happen.
The trunks popped open, and you could. I painted it to look just like my car.
Oh, sweet!
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you put a license plate on it?
I did. I did. I made a license plate
like yours.
Yes.
Nice.
I think I bought the decals, or it came with it. I can't remember. But no, I put my license plate on there.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty
nice.
Cool.
I bet you that. I've never thought about doing that.
Yeah, it was totally... Well, you know, I just happened... I think I was looking for a model of it. And then I got one, but it was more like a souped-up version that was... And this isn't my car. And then I found it was my exact car. And yeah, so I put it all together. And
nice. Very
totally
nice.
Cool.
Very nice. Way cool. Dig it.
So anyway...
Okay.
I enjoyed that album.
Thanks for following.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for doing the show with me.
Congratulations on 100 for you.
And congratulations to you for 100.
We got to 100 episodes already.
100. And if you could take out the one that's still not there, the number one.
Yeah, the number one,
we still have some other shows that we've thrown in there.
Right, yeah.
Some requests and some
passings.
Yeah, and, so we have over 100, but this is officially episode 100.
Yeah.
And thank you all for listening.
Yep, really do appreciate it.
And remember, rhetoricians, send in email us with your entrance or your name.
Just send us an email, and that way we can check
and then
it.
We'll get back to you and get your information.
Yep.
Somebody's going to win an album.
Yep.
Yeah, I might give away two. Who knows?
Never know.
Yeah. So
you never know with His Eminence.
Yeah, and or Robert Q. Blob.
Yeah, because the Blob is.
He may leave some DNA on it for you.
I could.
Yeah,
I could. It may come with dried DNA, so you could recreate me.
Dried DNA? I thought at least it would be.
No. Well, you could probably reconstitute it.
Reconstituted DNA. I don't like the sound of that. So, hey. On that note, do you have anything else?
I don't. okay. Oh, man.
Say reconstituted DNA, Blob.
Reconstituted DNA, Bob.
Bye.
Later.
You never cease to amaze. Oh, that's awesome. Are we still recording?
Good night, guys.
Good night.